Sometimes in our Christian faith, the teachings of Jesus seem to run a little contradictory to what conventional wisdom might be. Particularly on this weekend, I'm struck by the words in our second reading. A very short reading, but in it, St. Paul tells us something that seems very countercultural. He says that he has learned even to boast of affliction, to rejoice to the extent that he shares in sufferings. And we know that St. Paul endured much affliction, but he says that he has learned, apparently, a secret. He has learned to even boast in his afflictions. Why? Well, he says that affliction leads to endurance. Endurance then leads to proven character, and proven character leads to hope. Now, of course, conventional wisdom today is that we tend to not like affliction. We try to avoid affliction, especially with all the technology and modern comforts that we have. We want to avoid as much affliction as possible. But you know, on this Memorial Day weekend, I can't help but notice how the foundation of our country, how much it's been built precisely on people that didn't go with the conventional wisdom of avoiding affliction, but rather the people that, like St. Paul, proved themselves through endurance, people that we would acknowledge for their great character. I'm thinking particularly on this Memorial Day of all the men and women who have even given their lives fighting to protect our freedoms in our country, here and around the world. One of my favorite events each year is the annual Memorial Day concert from Washington, D.C. Everyone's familiar with the 4th of July, and tons of people gather in our nation's capital on the 4th of July to celebrate the nation's birthday. But I had a chance once to be in Washington, D.C. on Memorial Day with my parents, and we were able to go to the day before, the rehearsal at least, for the National Memorial Day concert. This is always a heart-stirring event because they're veterans that are back from many of the wars that have been fought in history. Often they'll honor someone from the Second World War, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, all the conflicts in the Middle East, those that have just returned. And I'm thinking, I'm always filled with admiration for the men and women that serve in our armed forces, that have gone before us, given their lives to protect us. You know, I have great memories growing up. I was blessed to grow up in the shadow of Fort Leavenworth, living in Lansing, and my dad served in Korea in the early years of the 70s in the Army, continued to work at Fort Leavenworth as a civilian. Always instilled in our family, I think, a great respect for the soldiers, and particularly the soldiers' families, as so many of them are away from their families trying to serve our country. One of my earliest memories is in the Boy Scouts. We would go on this weekend and go to the Veterans Cemetery in Leavenworth there and put little American flags on every single grave of those that we were buried there. And I remember finishing that each year and just looking over the National Cemetery there and seeing rows upon rows of American flags in front of those graves. What is it that these people knew that perhaps we forget or need to remember on this Memorial Day? I think they knew, like St. Paul, that life is not about trying to avoid affliction, trying to live in comfort, but precisely we find meaning in life when we find something worth laying our life down for. Those men and women buried in the cemeteries whose graves I've often visited and decorated, they knew the secret. Lots of people will go to that cemetery this weekend and see those flags. And I pray that all of us might have that great kind of respect and thanksgiving in our hearts, but that we might also be inspired by the stories of those who have gone before, to know that true happiness is found in sacrifice, not in avoiding affliction. A little close to home, you might have seen that just last month, President Obama awarded on behalf of the Congress the Medal of Honor to a Catholic priest from Kansas, Father Emil Capon, a chaplain, captain in the army, who died as a prisoner of war in the Korean conflict 62 years ago, just this past Thursday. Father Capon came from Pilsen, Kansas, what is today in the Diocese of Wichita. His self-sacrifice is one that is inspiring, not just because he's a priest, but obviously is inspiring enough that he was awarded the Medal of Honor. Father Capon was in the theater in Burma, in India, in the Second World War, was discharged, got a degree at Catholic University in Washington, but then in the Korean conflict re-enlisted, took up his job as a chaplain again, and was sent over to the Korean Peninsula. There, he was known for his great self-sacrificing. He would readily go around, even exposing himself to enemy fire, to go find people that were dying on the battlefield to anoint them, constantly trying to hear confessions, insisting to be smuggled far to the front so that he could celebrate Mass for the troops. An inspiring chaplain by any account. But then as things started pressing in and the enemy began coming closer and closer, they kept urging Father Capon to leave. It's too dangerous. Our position is going to be compromised. We can't have you captured. But Father Capon, again, not fearing affliction, said, "No, I will not leave my men." He stayed ministering to the last to all those who had fallen on the field, eventually being taken prisoner by the Chinese. A famous incident was even recounted as he was awarded the Medal of Honor. There was a man who was wounded, lying, dying on the field, and a Chinese soldier was coming in to shoot him, but Father Capon, out of nowhere, came and picked up this wounded soldier, put him on his own back, and the soldier asked Father Capon what he was doing, and he said, "If I don't carry you, they will shoot you." And Father Capon carried him hundreds of miles on this death march to one of the prison camps. That soldier that he saved was able to be there at the White House last month upon the awarding of Father Capon's Medal of Honor. Sadly, Father Capon did not make it out of that prison camp. He was known to constantly be giving away his food, to constantly be trying to steal little bits of food from the guards, to give to other people, to run around to hear confessions. Even in defiance of the authorities in the camp, he boldly celebrated Easter Sunrise Mass on March 25th of 1951. Sadly, that was the last effort that he could give, and he was taken to a unheated, dirty, unsanitary hospital where everybody knew in the camp if you went to the hospital, you were going to die. And he did on May 23rd, 1951. Buried in a mass grave there at the POW camp. We have no first-class relics of Father Capon, but not only has he been awarded the Medal of Honor now, but his cause is up for canonization in the church. See, Father Capon, I think, brings together that great mix, that the secret of what it means to be a good citizen, to lay down your life for your country, was intimately wrapped up in Father Capon with the same secret that it is to be a Christian, the same secret that Jesus shows us from the cross. True happiness is to find something worth dying for. Ultimately, we know today that Jesus died for us. If anybody knew the secret, of course he did. But we're still inspired, I think, today in the way we see others live up to that call of Christ to sacrifice, to even willingly go into affliction, that we might see endurance that leads to proven character. And that gives us hope. Because the truth is that there is nothing more hopeless than a bunch of people turned in selfishly upon our own interests. We see that that just pulls society down and down and down. But in the midst of that, we have these beautiful examples of people who even today are willing to sacrifice, to give their lives in service of others. You know, last weekend I was with my parents in Branson. And I love going to Branson because, number one, it's the only place where everybody wants to talk about Jesus, and they're not afraid to do it. It's wonderful to go down there. But the other thing that always strikes me about going to Branson is whatever show you go to or wherever you go, There's always a time when they want to say, now we'd like all our veterans to please stand up. And, you know, it's amazing to see that my parents were down there a little bit previously. There was a World War II veteran in his 90s there to boldly stand up. You know, it inspires us to see this because it reminds us of what's good about humanity, that there are people that are willing to say, no, not me. I'm willing to put myself in harm's way, to go into affliction for the cause of something greater. I think more than ever today, our society needs to see that. And so I'm going to do something I wouldn't normally do because it's the only time to do it here at Mass, really. I would like to ask on this Memorial Day weekend if all of our veterans would please stand, that we could recognize that selfless service to our country. If all of our veterans that are here would please stand. They make us proud. Proud for their defense of their country, but proud because they know the secret. It's in self-giving, in sacrifice, that we find true happiness. You know, that's the secret of this Trinity Sunday. Not even God could do without someone to give himself to. That's the secret of the Trinity. God cannot even be isolated one. He must be three. Precisely so that there's someone that each of the persons of the Trinity can give themselves to. So on this Trinity Sunday, the best way we can honor God and the Trinity, who needs nothing, I think, is that we would find some way to make a gift of ourselves. And we don't have to look far. It's in our vocation. It's in our married life. It's in priesthood, religious life. It's in humbly submitting ourselves each day to say, God, how can I be a gift to others? That's the secret that our veterans know, that the wives, the husbands who lovingly give themselves for their children every day. That's the secret of the Christian life as well as the American life. It's the thing I think we most need to remember on this Memorial Day. It's the secret of the Trinity on this most holy Trinity Sunday. The secret is to make ourselves a gift. Today we are grateful for all those in our lives who have been a gift to us. And we pray that we can go out now and in the image of Christ, be a gift to others.